Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
46933.
All right, and could you provide me with your first and last name?
Lori Roberson, LoriRoberson.
All right, give me just a moment while I try to locate an account with your name on it. All right, and for security purposes, could you please verify the address on the account?
120 West South A, as in Apple, Gas City, Indiana.
All right, I do see where you purchased our Focus watch, and you purchased a second one as well. How may I help you?
Okay, wait a minute. I just called another number that said that they had the Focus watch.
Okay, there may have been two numbers on your card. I'm sorry, your bank statement, because sometimes due to the call volume. I'm sorry?
I have two charges brought out, and I only remember making one of those purchases.
Okay,
but I have
show
two,
that.
Because I didn't order, I got a Focus watch, but I got the earbuds with it that came, it was shipped with it free. At least that's what I was told.
Okay, I see where two Focus watches, they were purchased on the same day for $597?
Two Focus watches? Oh, no. No, no, no.
See?
Because I have two transactions on my account, and it's both two different numbers, but you're both saying that it's for the Focus watch.
Yes, ma'am. So on your account, it may be two different numbers because due to the call volume, sometimes one of the lines may say that it is busy, so you won't be able to reach us. So on here, I do see where two...
It's under two different names also, and neither one
yes,
of them say Focus watch.
So I do want to let you know on your bank statement, the merchant's name can be different from the actual service.
Okay, but I didn't get two Focus watches.
Okay, well, here it does show that it was delivered to your home on
I only got one Focus watch.
It does show that it was delivered to your home on May 14th at 9:17 a.m. You may want to contact your USPS, I'm sorry, your local post office and see where your package is.
But I didn't order two of them. I didn't order two of them. I only got one, and I only ordered one, and they sent earbuds. So I got Focus watch and earbuds.
Okay, I'll have to talk to my team lead to see why you received earbuds instead of that second watch, because that was what was purchased. Give me just a moment. I do want to let you know that I am still here. I'm just waiting on a response.
Okay.
Give me just a moment. I'm just waiting on her to respond because they're the same price, whether it was watch
and
earbuds.
And I only paid the, I didn't pay anything for the watch or the earbuds. I paid, what, $5.95 for shipping and handling.
Okay, give me just a moment. I'm going to let her look over your account because they are the same price, although it does say fitness watch. So give me just a moment.
And it was as a gift. It was supposed to be as a gift. So it was supposed to be free.
Okay. Also, the reason why you were charged those two amounts is because on the 12th of this month, May, in our terms and conditions, and they do have to be agreed to, whether you do it through a survey, text message, Facebook, or even email, it does state that you have 14 days to try the product. If you don't call us back within those 14 days, then on day 15th, you will be charged the full amount for that product.
Okay. So the watch doesn't even work. And so how do I go about returning that?
Give me
just
a moment.
I can't even get it to connect to my phone or anything.
Okay, did you charge the watch for 2 hours?
It's been charged, yes.
Okay, give me just a moment. I'm getting her to take a look over the account. Okay, I do want to let you know what I can do for you is send you a replacement for that watch, but I do
want
to let you know that
I don't want a replacement. I just want the watch. I don't want the watch.
I do want to let you know that our watch, it is a heart rate tracker and it also tracks your steps. What I could possibly do for you is provide you with a 35% refund so you're able to get that watch at only.
A 35% refund?
You're able to get that watch at only I'll refund you $24.48.
Not when they took $70 out of my account. Because when the lady I talked to before thought it was a different company, she said she could get me 50%.
Okay, you're breaking
up. I would
up.
Take
could
at
you
least.
What you said for me, I'm sorry.
The other lady that I talked to, and I thought this was a different company, and you guys are both saying Focus Watch, she told me I could get 50% back. And I would rather have at least 50%, not 25% or 35%.
Okay, well, I'll speak to my supervisor. Give me just a moment. All right, so after speaking with my supervisor, she did agree to a 50% discount off of that watch. So you'll get, let's see, how much back? Okay, you'll get $34.98 back for that watch.
All right, what do I need to do? Do I need to return the watch?
No, ma'am.
Okay, because it doesn't work anyway. It doesn't even connect to my phone.
Give
and
me
what
just
about the earbuds?
Give me just a moment. And also with those earbuds, they do hold a 6-hour charge on a single charge as well. What I can do is offer you that same 50% discount off of those earbuds as well.
All right.
Okay, and that'll be 64. You'll get 32.48 back. Give me just a moment. Okay, and I also want to let you know that our refunds, they do take 3 to 5 business days, but you will receive a refund confirmation email within 24 to 48 hours. Give me just a moment. I'm almost finished. Okay, I do want to let you know that I am notating your account now.
Okay.
All right, so I do have that account notated. That will take about 3 to 5 business days. If you don't receive your refund within that time frame, then just give us a call back. I do want to say thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.